Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Attention BetMGM customers, have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Go to your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, you'll both receive a $50 bonus. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer for resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. DC only. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We welcome on to our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL. Mary Kay Cabot, who has for a while now been the reporter covering the Cleveland Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland. You can follow Mary on Twitter at Mary Kay, K-A-Y, Cabot, C-A-B-O-T. All right, we got Jacoby Brissett here in Washington. How much did Cleveland want to keep him, Mary?
But anyways, so Jacoby Brissett was someone that the Browns really would have liked to have kept. He was tremendous for this team last year. And, you know, he really held down the fort while Deshaun Watson was serving his suspension. But, you know, he always felt that he was going to go somewhere where he had the opportunity to play and start. The Browns really figured that he would get that. And lo and behold, he did. So he is in Washington now. And, you know, the Browns will miss him.
What is Washington getting in Brissett? Obviously, he's been with several teams, but everybody seems to like him. What are they getting in Jacoby Brissett, the player and the person?
Well, from a player standpoint, you know, he's very solid. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He, you know, he is sort of sneaky elusive. He's not fast, but he's hard to bring down in the same way that a Ben Roethlisberger was sort of hard to bring down. He can get away. He can also get, you know, a chunk of yards for you when you need them because the game is slow for him. He sees it so well, and you know, and he just has great field awareness. He's a smart player. He works really, really well trying to maximize the strengths of his receivers. He and Amari Cooper had a really nice chemistry going here. So he, you know, he can get the job done. His QBR, I think he was number 8 in ESPN QBR rankings. Okay, if you look at Baker Mayfield, he was way down at the bottom. He was last in QBR at 24.5. Jacoby was at a 60 there, and then I think he was 20th in rating. And so, you know, they're getting a good quarterback. I was actually thinking yesterday that you know, the Tampa Bay Bucs might regret not signing Jacoby over Baker Mayfield, because I actually think that you know, you can win. I think you can win some games with Jacoby if he's surrounded with the right situation and, you know, has a good defense helping get the ball back and those kinds of things.
We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer. It sounds to me like you guys in Cleveland, you in particular, think he's coming here to be a starter or to compete to be a starter. Do you believe that?
Well, I think that's probably why he took the opportunity, and the money kind of looks like it too. I haven't seen the way the contract is structured yet, but it seems like it's sort of bridge money or potential starting money. So whatever they're doing, they have someone in Jacoby who can either challenge for that job or hold that job down in the event of injury. You know, he's not someone that you sign if you do not think you're going to need someone to start games for you at some point in that season.
What kind of mentor would he be if he doesn't start for a young quarterback that they have here in Sam Howell?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the best mentor you're ever going to find for a young player in that position. I would put him right up there with a Josh McCown in terms of mentoring, imparting your wisdom, just being, you know, having the great demeanor in the quarterback room, keeping things light. He's very funny. He really held things together here. And the only reason why they didn't win more games with Jacoby at the helm, because he did his part, was the defense just faltered throughout that whole entire time. The defense underperformed and just was really bad in Cleveland last year, especially during those early games when Jacoby was starting. So,
Mary, do you think, like, you know, we saw Geno Smith, right, last year in Seattle, kind of come out of nowhere and end up having a Pro Bowl season and get a big deal at 30-plus years of age. Brissett's had a number of opportunities. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer. Do you think he still has, a higher ceiling than maybe just a high-end backup, low-end starter?
You know what? I don't know if he's got a Geno Smith Pro Bowl type season in him at this point. Maybe he does, but I think he's a really solid guy. I think he's a solid quarterback who can come in and win some games for you if the conditions are right and he's got some talent around him and the offense is good and things like that. So again, I don't know if he's, you know, got this second wind where all of a sudden people are going to be wondering, where the heck was he, you know, before, and why didn't anybody notice? But I think he can get the job done at a nice high level for you, and I think he will if given the chance.
I appreciate you, by the way, making time for us here. Just tell me real quickly, what's the feeling about Deshaun Watson? I mean, the conversation comes up every day as it relates to Lamar Jackson's contract. You know, this contract that seems to be a major outlier given by Haslam and the Browns to Deshaun Watson, fully guaranteed $235 million. He played those last few games. We saw him. Actually, I think he probably had one of his best all-around games here in Washington. They scored on three straight drives, three touchdowns against Washington that day. What's the feeling there about Deshaun Watson and the future? I mean, is there still a lot of optimism with respect to him getting back to kind of a superstar level?
Absolutely. That's what the Browns are expecting. You know, they're making moves now to help bolster the rest of the team. I think they'll find a really good receiver for him. And I think that the expectations are still as sky high as they were when they got him. Last year obviously was a challenging year for everyone involved with Deshaun Watson on, off the field, you know, you name it. But it, from an on-field standpoint, for him to come in those last six games kind of cold like that, it just didn't work out the way that anybody really thought it would or hoped it would. But now, you know, they'll hit the ground running this year. And I think, like you said, you saw flashes of it in that game. I think that's all still in there. And I think you'll see plenty more of it this year.
Mary, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk maybe next year. Well, they don't play each other, but talk soon. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Mary Kay Cabot, everybody, who, by the way, in her column about Brissett wrote, had a couple of quotes in there. This one from Nick Chubb. Jacoby has been amazing for us. He's a great person overall and a very good player. He's done a lot of great things here. I love him. I love playing beside him. It's been great playing beside him. Others as well. She wrote, Brissett was loved by his Browns teammates and will always be remembered here for holding the Browns together during the Watson suspension. I like the move. I think he's better than anything they've had here in a few years. But I'm not delusional as to think that this is the franchise answer. No. But I think it was a really smart move. The $8 million in guaranteed money is the highest of the perceived backup deals. What'd Mitch Trubisky get last year to start for a while for Kenny Pickett? $7 million, something like that. Brissett can play a little bit. I mean, he's an NFL starter, a high-end backup, back end of the league starter, but he's got talent. When you see him, if you haven't watched him play, pull up some of the Browns games from last year. This is a big, strapping, 6'4", 235-pound guy who has some mobility. Mary Kay said sneaky, you know, athletic ability. I would agree with that. You know, he's not the fastest or the most elusive, but he can move. And then he can make every throw. 8th in QBR, 13th per PFF. 13th per DVOA, 14th per PFF. He had a good season last year. And you heard Mary Kay say it. They didn't lose games because of Jacoby Brissett. Their defense took a major step back last year. I think this is more of a competition going in. I do think that Sam Howell is going to be given every chance to be the starter in the offseason and in training camp. And all ties will go to Howell. But if it's clear in camp that Brissett is just miles ahead of where Howell is and that Howell isn't ready, which, by the way, we heard going into that final week of the season before they got convinced by Taylor Heinicke to play him, then it's not going to shock me if Brissett's the starter when we get to opening day. I'm not predicting that. I'll predict Sam Howell's the starter, but it wouldn't be a shock. I know I'm straddling the fence there, but I think it's very possible you get to training camp and it's really obvious to Eric Bieniemy that Brissett is just light years ahead and that they've got a chance to be a really competitive team with Brissett. And I want to make a point I made earlier to a really good caller, Chris, who brought up the point that Bieniemy's got to develop Howell. This is a big year for Bieniemy. He's got to develop Sam Howell to get a head coaching job next year. Actually, I think that if he were to develop Sam Howell into a legitimate starting quarterback, obviously that would be a huge, huge, you know, box checked for him doing something like that away from Andy Reid. But if he developed Jacoby Brissett, and if they were a super competitive team and a much improved team offensively with Jacoby Brissett, I think he'd get a lot of credit for that as well. The team had a good week this week overall. I have no idea about Gates and Wiley. Feel better about Wiley because he's played and he's played at a fairly high level. A lot of those positions, offensive line, secondary, you know, really are scheme dependent, coaching dependent. We as fans can look more at skill position players on offense in particular. And, you know, whether it's the right scheme or the wrong scheme, you know if a guy can play or not. I think they've had a decent week. They've certainly not spent a lot of money, which we kind of guessed would be the case going in. Even with Daron Payne, a lot of that money's not going to be due until next year. And so it's a good week. They took some low-end and mid-tier gambles on guys at positions of need. They got one of the two quarterbacks that I would have preferred if they weren't going to swing big, which they weren't going to do. And I think they've perhaps improved themselves a little bit here over the last week. And best of all, they got all the key moves, I think, wrapped up by 12:15 today. Tournament starts, lot on the tournament tomorrow, and of course we'll continue to follow NFL free agency. Thanks to Brenda Fries, thanks to Jimmy Patsos, thanks to Michael Phillips, and thanks to Mary Kay Cabot. My God, the two of us both have UCLA winning. What were the odds of that? Go Terps. Chris and Pete next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.